Backed by the Iraqi Air Force, Iraqi Kurdish joint troops and Shia volunteers have managed to enter the strategic towns of Sulaymanbeg and Yankaja. The advance comes after ISIL's 80-day-long siege on the Turkmen Shia town of Amirli has been broken. ISIL fighters have also been forced to retreat out of Tuzhurmatu and Al-Zab, south and southwest of Kirkuk, near Iraq's largest oil refinery, the Beji refinery. The Beji refinery has been contested for weeks now.
Those areas were used by ISIL as base to launch attacks and ready booby-trapped vehicles to then detonate them in regions north of Iraq. The main route that passes in Tuzhurmati and connects Baghdad to Iraq's north has been secured as well.
In Mosul, ISIL has reportedly evacuated its posts and bases ahead of U.S. airstrikes expected to back a Kurdish advance in the upcoming days. The Kurds are already locked down in fierce clashes to recapture the district of Zumar, northwest of Mosul in Nineveh province. So far, the anti-ISIL forces have been advancing swiftly in Salahuddin province as well. They have recaptured a number of strategic towns and villages, including Darli, Tuzhurmatu, Ghassadani, Ghamas, and Habash.
We have a joint operations chamber with the Iraqi army. Due to the efforts of the Kurdish Peshmerga, the Iraqi forces, and the volunteers, we succeeded in ending what could have been a humanitarian disaster in Amirli as well.
The Iraqi Defense Ministry has confirmed the death and capture of no less than 90 ISIL militants in the recent confrontations. The Kurdish-Iraqi joint efforts in the last 3 days have certainly paid off. Their success in breaking the siege on Amirli and eliminating ISIL's 11-week-old grip of the strategic town of Sulaymanbeg have been described as the biggest offensive success yet for the anti-ISIL campaign. Many argue, however, that the success on the battlefield will only be complete if mirrored with a political success translated into the formation of a new national unity government. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Arbil.